Hi, this is Norma. I'm going to talk about suffering. All of us suffer one time or another, or sometimes we may live a life of suffering. It all depends, but suffering is common to our experience. We can't really get around it. There are a lot of things that cause us to suffer in different ways. It may be that it's relational, or it could be financial, physical. It could be circumstantials. Your circumstances have changed. Maybe you've suffered a loss. Suffering may be something in the family that went south and now you have walls between you and other people. There's lots of ways to suffer. Some people don't have homes. There are people who are displaced, living in reduced circumstances, wishing they had a home. Yes, there is much, much suffering, and there's not much we can do about it. Prolonged suffering can lead to depression, despair, all sorts of despondent feelings. You know, suffering is for a season, and you will find your hope. There are things you can do to help yourself find hope. One is, you can do little games with yourself that will encourage you. Maybe you can count the benefits gained in a day, what you're learning, what you have learned through the suffering, what you have gained. Maybe it's just a closer walk with God. That's big. That's huge. Once you grow closer to God, you start to know Him better, and then it's a joy. The relationship isn't tedious anymore. It's actually life-giving, and that's what God wants to do. He wants to give us life. He wants to give us hope, and so the relationship becomes sweet. So that's a benefit from suffering. You have learned to look at the right things instead of the wrong things. We think our circumstances must make us happy. Do you know what? It's God who meets our needs. It's God who gives us the joy. And so that is actually where we can beat this suffering thing. We can decide to celebrate life rather than endure it. Sometimes it does feel like that. We get up in the morning and we're just trying to make it to the end of the day. There comes a point where it's not about enduring it. It's about enjoying it and celebrating it. Maybe it's just that little flower you saw in the crack in the sidewalk that gives you joy for that day. So I have a little story for you. I used to struggle with feeling irritable about things. The glass half empty instead of half full. But God used a verse to change me in that. It was the verse on God loves a cheerful giver. One day I read that just in my quiet time with God, and I started thinking about a cheerful giver. And I thought, you know, we usually think about giving money to the church or for specific needs. And I thought, what if I became a cheerful giver in every area of my life? Cheerful with my time, when I give up my time for others. Cheerful when I talk with people. And so I started doing it. I just made myself be cheerful in my giving acts, no matter whether it was physical or mental. I became a cheerful giver of me. In time, I began to see a change. A lot less complaining came out of my mouth, because you can't complain when you're cheerful. And now I've noticed that it's been several years now that I've been doing this. And when I'm driving in my car and there's someone cuts me off or there's annoying things going on, I pretty much just ignore it. You know, I just don't get so upset about it anymore because my focus has changed. So that's one way in your suffering. You start looking for the little things. Maybe it's counting 10 things before you go to sleep at night. 10 things during the day that brightened your day. They were little blessings. I often do that before I retire at night, and I can find about 7 things, and then those last 3, I'm thinking hard. What is it that God has done today, or that I saw, or what someone smiled at me, or gave me a word of cheer? It can be the smallest thing, like even a home-cooked meal that brightens my day. But those are blessings, and I'm thankful for them. And you know what? They changed my spirit. So I want to encourage you, look forward, look at how life is with you. And if you're suffering and you don't see your way to the end of it, Let me tell you a couple things. Think of the woman who had the issue of blood. She comes to Jesus. She's been suffering 14 years. She's exhausted going to the doctors and nothing has helped. Her life has been isolated. She goes to Jesus and she thinks, if only I can just touch the hem of his garment, he will heal me. That was her hope. And so she touches Jesus and he asks, who touched me? And then he said his strength went out of him. And then he says she is healed because of her faith. You know what? We can have faith like that. We can touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Maybe not physically, but we can. When you pray, and you pray with an ear listening to him, when you pray with a heart that's bound to Christ, he will touch you. And even in your suffering, you can find hope. In some ways, if you do that, if you tell Christ about your circumstances, ask him to show you what to do and how to think about it, then wait and listen for his answer. In some way, in the next few days, God will begin to answer your prayer, and he will start showing you that he is there with you. You can go from despair. You can go from suffering to peace. When you have peace inside, God is with you, he's going through this by your side, then you're not alone, and he is with you. Well, I hope you have found this helpful in some way. God bless you.